Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, July 14th. At the end of the podcast, I have a special tune for you. Joel Bergs, our student minister, is also a very accomplished musician, and so he led in worship while the team was in South Africa, and Wayne captured a little snippet of it. So at the end of the podcast, we will praise the Lord alongside the mission team and those to whom they ministered at the holiday clubs. Speaking of songs, today we're going to read Israel's song after they are rescued through the Red Sea. Exodus chapter 15, starting in verse 1. Then Moses and the Israelites sang a song to the Lord. They said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. He has thrown the horse and its rider into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. He threw Pharaoh's chariots and his army into the sea. The elite of his officers were drowned in the Red Sea. The floods covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Lord, your right hand is glorious in power. Lord, your right hand shattered the enemy. You overthrew your adversaries by your great majesty. You unleashed your burning wrath. It consumed them like stubble. The water heaped up at the blast from your nostrils. The current stood firm like a dam. The watery depths congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire will be gratified at their expense. I will draw my sword, my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Lord, who is like you among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, revered with praises, performing wonders? You stretched out your right hand and the earth swallowed them. With your faithful love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. You will guide them to your holy dwelling with your strength. I'm reading from the Christian Standard Bible this week, the Women's Study Bible, and it says this about verses 6 and 7. The song employs justice-related imagery. God's right hand overpowered Pharaoh's. Pharaoh required the Israelites to gather stubble to make bricks. Now, God's burning wrath consumed them like stubble. I thought that was interesting that they've gone from having to gather stubble to now the Lord has defeated their enemies and they are like stubble on the ground. Let's move on over to Psalm 3, which is confidence in troubled times. This is a psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom. And I think it's neat that we're reading about the victory that the Israelites see in Exodus, and also here, there's a lot of that same imagery of the Lord being a warrior and our protector. Lord, how my foes increase. There are many who attack me. Many say about me, there is no help for him in God. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of thousands of people who have taken their stand against me on every side. Rise up, Lord. Save me, my God. You strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. May your blessing be on your people. Thank you for listening along every day as we read God's Word together. The image of trust comes to mind as I think about the Lord being our shield, and I'm mindful of the armor of God where it talks about the shield of faith. Lord, we just want to today meditate on who you are and to declare our belief in you, that you are a shield for us, that you are powerful, that you are our salvation. And as Joel will lead us in just a minute, may everything that has breath praise you, O Lord. Alongside the Israelites who were rescued from slavery, we say, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.